Hello.
Hi, Ms. Angelique. This is Allison with Family First Care in regard to Ashley.
Oh, yes. Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. I just wanted to touch base with you. So I sent an email earlier today to notify the county about the child under 18 years old in the home. That means that they waived the finances. So I just checked her profile. She was approved today. They're in the midst of sending the approval to Keystone First. I'll keep an eye on it. They're going to assign her a service coordinator that will contact you guys, and you guys can schedule for them to come out and do what's called a plan of care. That includes the hours a week, any meals on wheels, medical equipment, emergency response systems, all of that stuff.
Okay.
All right. So congratulations.
All right. Oh, thank you. I didn't know all that stuff applied. Like I said before, this is all new to me. And, yeah, that's, you know, because I actually work in the field, so I'm on the other end now. You know what I mean? So it's a little different. I didn't know if they go through all that stuff.
No. So it actually is beneficial. If there is a child under 18 and they claim them, they waive the financials.
Okay.
So she wasn't going to have to hand that in. They also have access to unemployment, Social Security, so they probably already looked her up. She's pretty young, so I'm assuming she doesn't have much in that system-wise. Yeah.
So what happens after they come out?
Yeah, so the insurance will set up a date with you to come out. Meet with you guys, ask a whole bunch of questions, like what a day in her life is like, and what you help her with. They will then, it's kind of like they grade it like a test, I want to say. And the outcome of the test is the amount of hours a week that insurance will approve her for, that the agency then gets authorized to hire you and then begin services for Ashley.
Okay. So is this something I should say? I mean, because, I don't help her bathe or anything like that. You know, it's more so reminders and taking her to and from her program and stuff like that.
That's totally fine. It's, let me see. I just had a patient. It's more, they do take into consideration like forgetfulness, cognitive behavior, all of that. So I guarantee, even though it's not necessarily physical, they still have on their medication reminders, oh my goodness, errands, bill organization, mail organization, all of that stuff as well.
Right.
Will count toward the hours. Plus whatever else you do, obviously, if you help her meal prep throughout the week, cook for her, clean for her, shopping, all of that is included. Like housekeeping.
Yeah, also with her diagnosis, I have to monitor, you know, I have to be here. You know
yeah,
I mean?
She's until okay.
She gets her full treatment until she's 100% again.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you have to closely monitor her.
Yes.
Got it. All right. So I'm writing this all down. Also, if there's any new recent diagnosis ailments, medications, or hospital visits, bring any paperwork. Or the list of to the appointment that they're going to set up with insurance.
Okay. So anything different from what she already, you know, have?
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing changed. She's just in the program limited. So, you know, everything else is still, you know, the same. Should I still have that information out? Because
Bring that
to them. Okay.
I would say just have it just in case, because sometimes it gets lost within the state and sometimes you have to provide it twice because one time it's for the state, one time it's for insurance, or they'll send it off.
Mm-hmm.
I would just have it just in case as a backup.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions?
No, that's it.
They should have somebody assigned to her. I want to say either, no, it's already 2:00. They'll have somebody assigned to her by tomorrow morning. It should generate, and I will contact you once I do see them and give you the contact information for the caseworker, okay?
Okay. you really on point with your stuff, because I've dealt with people in the hospitals and everything, and I'm telling you, it's like trying to pull teeth, trying to get people to just answer a call. But I appreciate
well, thank you.
You doing your job.
Oh, absolutely. It's
awesome
not
job.
A problem at all. I enjoy what I do. So if you need me, you call
Great.
Me, text me, but you will hear from me tomorrow morning with that information.
Okay.
Thank you,
Miss
Angelique. Of course, my pleasure. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.